From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The poet Lewis McAdams lives in downtown Los Angeles. Sometimes he writes prose stories, little tales about things that he sees in the neighborhood. And he calls these his close-to-home stories. Here's one about his encounter with a haunting Chinese dancer.
The water court at California Plaza on Bunker Hill sits at the foot of some of the tallest buildings in downtown. I was missing somebody badly. I wandered like a ghost through the streets, climbing Grand Avenue to watch the Beijing Modern Dance Company, LDXT, in Mandarin it stands for Thunder Under the Sky, polish off a three-day residency at Michael Alexander's grand performances. The first time I spotted her, she was dancing to the music of Cui Jian, the godfather of Chinese rock and roll. The next time I saw her, she was blindfolded, shoulders bared, arms bound to her torso with braids of raw silk. The music was Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. When the company lined up to take their bows, the palms of her hands lay flat on the floor. The last piece she danced to was an 18th century style called Ping Tan. Plucked on a lute, the music came across, aching with loneliness. The dancer's eyes were rimmed with cinnamon. Her lips bore enough gloss to reflect light. Wearing short shorts, black high tops, and a black and white striped hoodie, she was sitting in the audience, waving her arms like they were seaweed in the tide. Between the back of the audience and a Chinese fast food joint, the Panda Express, somebody had placed a square red wooden box inside a taped square. The dancer opened the box, took out a pale green, floor-length gown, and put it on. She walked toward me slowly, looking right past me, speaking in Mandarin as she turned away. Then she climbed up on the box, swaying as if she were fainting. A black-clad stagehand appeared with a tray, carrying a half-dozen green teacups, and placed them in a semicircle in front of the dancer. Climbing down from her box, she glanced into each of the cups. The last held a lit candle. Whispering a word that sounded like, "She," cupping the light in her hand, she stretched her body, lifting her candle, as if summoning a faraway lover to her window. Hear him coming from behind the stars.
The Chinese Dancer, a close-to-home story from Los Angeles poet Lewis McAdams.